Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's continue with Say a Name, which puts all of us, potentially, in the crosshairs. Who is most likely to eat an entire cake for breakfast?
Steve. Ooh,
I would definitely do that.
I was going to say free beer.
Yeah, I would say free beer.
I would have said me. Steve and I both have the same strategy. Steve does it less often, which is why he's not fat, and I am. But we both have the same strategy. I'm just going to have a sensible piece. Well, it's still here. It's not going anywhere. I guess I'll just cut off a small piece.
If I eat it all, it's gone, and then I won't I won't eat it anymore.
And then it gets to the point where it's like, well, it's just sitting here.
Yeah.
I mean, what are we going to do? Why am I lying to myself?
Yeah, the problem with sensible piece is it's not enough.
No.
And so what happens is that all that does is get your stuff moving. And you go, oh, boy, I'm still a bit like that just got everything going, so I'm gonna have to have just a little bit more. Yeah, it's just a mistake. You got to go big first.
Well, once you eat that first piece, that gets your metabolism moving, so you burn it off quicker.
Yeah,
so you may as well take advantage of your moving metabolism.
Oh, that's true.
I've seen Steve's sweet tooth in action more than I've seen yours, I guess.
Yeah, I've become salty more than sweet lately.
I think anytime there's ever any kind of dessert in studio, Steve's just like, ooh, what's
forget
that?
It.
Steve gets donut crazy.
Yes.
Yeah. Who say the name of the person most likely to forget to text back?
Me.
Kelly.
Yeah, it probably is Kelly, but I always, maybe it's a lie to cover for not doing it, but you always say you have your phone set with like no notifications or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I'll get text notifications, but I regularly leave the house without my phone, and then I'll come back like hours later and be like, oh, I didn't have my phone on me that whole time. Or I don't realize it until somebody's like, hey, can I see your phone? Like one of the kids or something.
And yours
like,
isn't the same as reading it and going, I'll answer that later. Mm-hmm. I don't think.
No.
Like my problem, when I do it, it's because I read it at a stoplight. And then I think, I'll answer that when I get home. And then I never do.
That happens to me a lot. Mm-hmm. If I pick up my phone in the morning and somebody had texted me last night before I went to bed, it's almost 100% that I will not reply to that. Because at that point, I'm like, it's 4 a.m. I'm not going to reply now. I don't want to wake them up, and then I just forget about it.
Yeah, I think I feel like I'm the most likely to be the last person in the text chain when I say something that I think is funny, and then nobody replies, and I go, oh, I thought that was funny.
The moment's gone.
Man.
Yeah, it's too late. Yeah.
Oh.
That is a bummer when you think you have one.
Yeah.
And then everybody else has already moved on with their life.
Yeah, well, and often it's like, it's all happening at the same time. It's not like I reply an hour later and it's too late. I go, well, I thought we were having fun here.
Wait, guys. Let's
everyone
go back.
Just moved on.
I thought we were virtually riffing.
This was really funny.
Well, that's why
Hot Wings sends a text, and then Maitland does. We all laugh at Maitland's, and then somebody writes, come on, Hot Wings, we're trying to be serious here. God dang it, what's happening?
That's why it's great that, at least with the iPhone, with iMessages, it has like the specific reply to feature.
Yes.
So you can go back.
Like that.
Yeah, you can go back and find the one line that you want to reply to.
Yeah. That way, if I say that was really funny,
yeah,
Hot Wings never accidentally thinks I'm talking about
which
is.
Yeah, well, even worse, because I never get that one.
Who is most likely, say the name of the person who is most likely to start a sport that no one else has heard of?
Free beer.
No.
Boy, no, I don't think so.
I think Kelly. I'm saying Kelly.
I mean, I guess Kelly, yeah, probably.
Because she's the one who says yes to things.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you've played in the kickball league.
Yeah, I played pickleball a handful of times, and that started really picking up.
Like, I mean, I've heard of the sports you've played so far, but I think you would be most likely to do one.
Who's most likely to come to work and saying, hey, shoot dang, I got a new game called Radish Hunt.
No, remember I taught y'all butt quarters. That was a fun game.
Butt quarters,
oh, yeah.
Butt quarters was cool.
Butt darts, yeah.
Butt quarters, not darts, butt quarters.
What do you do with the quarter?
You put them in your butt cheeks.
And then drop it in a cup?
And then drop it in a cup.
It's butt darts. It's already been thought of.
So you have heard of it.
Yeah, in this case, I have.
Dang it.
Who's most likely to invent something?
Hot Wings or Steve, I think.
Yeah, it's Hot Wings or Steve.
Yeah. It's satisfying when you can create your own. Do you ever create your own tools, Steve?
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, you need something and you go,
We talked about this last week.
I need to get this in there. I'm going to have to, I'm going to have to cut this broom in half because I need the handle and I'm going to need this and I got to get this duct tape and yeah.
I used an ink pen as a screwdriver yesterday, so I can relate.
Yeah. I mean, it's similar.
Couldn't get the battery out of a key fob. So
whatever works, man.
A lot of ink in the key fob. Not really. Who's most likely to spend a week at a haunted house because haunted houses are fun?
Maitland.
Yeah.
You actually got excited when I said that
now. Yeah, you did. You lit right up.
Is this a possibility?
I didn't know who I was going to say until Maitland smiles and it's me.
I love ghosts.
Do you really?
I do.
Do you believe in ghost hunting?
100%. I think my first week back, we spent an entire segment 17 talking about ghost equipment.
Oh, I was going to ask if you were here when I stumbled across that person who was selling all of their ghost hunting equipment because they had realized they couldn't pay the rent.
Was that on Marketplace?
It was at the time.
Yeah, it was a bargain, too, from what we understand about the expense of ghost hunting equipment.
Yeah, I mean, I guess my knowledge of EMF detectors is
not great. Forget, I don't really know.
SB7 Spirit Box.
Say the name of the person on the show who you think could be the best at gymnastics if we all started now.
Kelly.
I do yoga, so I think.
Yeah, that's a big advantage.
Probably. But you're so tall. So many of those gymnasts are 5 feet tall. But it's still probably you, though.
Well, it's not like any of us have gymnast body. Maitland's the closest, I guess.
Yeah.
Steve. Steve's a little flyer.
Yeah, you're kind of a little Bart Connor.
I'm a bass, but Steve, man, get up there and flip around. Those little hands going, it's me.
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty good at hanging from rings.
Not the Iron Cross. Just holding on because I'm afraid to fall.
Just hanging on to them.
I feel like I'm too shaky. I have no upper body strength.
Hot Wings, I know Bart Connor only from the movie Rad.
Obviously.
That's the only thing he's ever done that made him famous.
Yeah, I didn't know him as an Olympian at all.
Those are things that I would love to actually figure out on this show. Like today, we...
Gymnastics?
Yeah.
How to figure out gymnastics?
We make a pact. Every one of us is going to go to one gymnastics class a week for the next year.
A year?
And they teach us.
Okay, so 52 times.
And they teach all of us the exact same thing.
Oh,
so the playing field is completely level. And then this time next year, we meet up for our big competition.
What are we doing? Floor routine? Pommel horse?
Look, this is all.
Uneven bars?
Yeah, there is nothing this 50-year-old body is going to accomplish in the world of gymnastics.
You might as well have said, hey, why don't we all eat a raw onion every day and see if we become a garden?
No.
I think we have a better chance of it.
Even in the times of my life where I thought, I am the most fluid right now at a wedding or something, dancing, and I'd see myself, and I'm so rigid that I go, nope.
Yeah. Like, is there anything worse than seeing yourself dance at a wedding later on the video?
And you realize just how stiff you are.
Fact. There's probably worse things.
I would love to do that.
Oh, that's the worst.
What's the thing where you just run at that horse really fast and then spring up in the air?
Is pommel horse.
Springboard.
Pommel horse. Right? Okay.
Yeah.
That's the one we have to do.
I thought the pommel horse was the one that you
Yeah, that's where
that's
you're.
That's when the men do
you're,
it. You like you're shimmying your legs over. Out. Yeah.
Oh, the
that's
vault.
Springboard.
The vault.
Vault. Yeah, you're
okay.
Right, vault.
Yeah.
You vault onto a pommel horse, but it's not the same. Also, I don't even know if that's true. Remember that one where the guy missed it and he went chest first into the end of the...
Oh, yeah, that was bad.
Do you remember the montage?
He died twice.
There was a montage, and it was from maybe the 2004 or two. It was a recent
Olympics.
Like World
Championships or something, yeah.
Within the last 20 years, where the thing was set
the vault
3 inches too low. So everybody that went just completely ate it.
It's brutal. Say the name of the person on the show who is most likely to have a subscription to an adult thing like OnlyFans.
I'm thinking you, Freebeer.
Really?
Because you and your wife have that 365 deal where you're going to have sex 365.
You're all full of the kink now.
Yeah, you gotta keep it going.
You guys would use it to shop for ideas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like SkyMall.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what people say. OnlyFans is the internet version of SkyMall.
That's what they say. Yeah.
More like tutorials.
Yeah. All right. We don't, but I accept this thought. Say the name of the person on the show you believe has a favorite adult star.
Maitland. You have one of those ASMR guys that you like, or girls?
Yes.
Oh, and yeah, Maitland.
But that's not an adult star.
Kind of.
It is. No, but
it's not all sexual.
It's audio porn.
The reason it exists is sexual, yeah. It's just like there's some storylines in there that make it kind of more of a story to lead.
Not all ASMR is sexual, but yours is.
Yes.
Got it.
And his name is Mr. Robinson.
Okay.
Well, Mr. Robinson.
Man, that's not, I thought it would
There's also Mr. Holmes.
Do they all just have,
is it John Mr. Holmes?
Yeah, I'm the one that I listen to.
They deserve the respect you get from Speak Quiet School.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't become over 18 to not be Mr.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.